Sports Beat Extra. I'm delighted to be joined by AIB Ambassador Pádraic Mahony of Ballygunner ahead of the AIB GAA Hurling All-Ireland Senior Club Championship Final between Ballygunner and Loughrea. The eagerly anticipated AIB GAA All-Ireland Senior Club Championship Finals will provide a fitting culmination to a season of thrilling encounters, nail-biting action and sensational skill on Sunday, January 18th in Croke Park. Pádraic, thanks a million for joining me. Talk to me about how you're feeling coming up to this final now. I know, obviously, it's been a couple of years where you've been aiming to get back to this point now, but now that it's just around the corner, how does that feel?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, there's huge excitement in the area at the moment. Obviously, you know, leading into Christmas this year as well, obviously playing so close to Christmas, you know, there's huge excitement even around the dinner table, I suppose, you know, about what was ahead. And obviously now it's just nearly upon us, so it's about, you know, just trying to fine-tune the last couple of things and get ready for, you know, to be in the best possible place you can be come Sunday. And, you know, obviously then to perform and deliver, and hopefully that's going to be enough to get you over the line.
Talk to me about going through this season, because it seemed like up until, I suppose, the semi-final of the All-Ireland, you're almost gliding through the Championship and the Munster Championship, and you get to St. Martin's and it's a very 50-50 first half in that encounter, and then you come out and you almost just keep doing what you're doing, and I think fitness probably plays a role in how great you were going up to the end of that match. But, you know, when you're coming near to the end of that now, when does it sink in that you've made it to the All-Ireland final?
Yeah, look, I suppose just back to your first point there, we didn't feel that at any stage that we had an easy run at the championship. I know the scorelines sometimes might say different, but, you know, there's a huge level of work that goes into winning these games. And, you know, Munster Championship this year was you know, it was hugely competitive. And even if you go back to the SARS game, you know, we got a great start. But after that, only for the start, we could have been bet that day as well. And then obviously leading into the semi-final, you know, that's why I suppose the few minutes after the game, it was nice. We were able to kind of enjoy it together, because it was obviously a huge accomplishment to get over the line in that semi-final. And especially when, you know, let's be honest, our backs were to the wall in that game, and to come out the right side of that was obviously very pleasing for the group. And but obviously, look, we had to part that pretty quickly to analyse and see how we can improve from it. But now it's all focused for Sunday.
Was there a part of you that looked at, obviously, that Leinster final, and it obviously being between Ballyhale and St. Martin's, and obviously the history between yourselves and Ballyhale and the All-Ireland Championship, was there a part of you that was hoping you'd come up against Ballyhale rather than St. Martin's?
I suppose at this level, like, every team is there on merit, and, you know, there's no game won easy. You know, we've obviously been on the right side of some close wins. We've been where we've had some good wins. We've been on the wrong side of some close games. And we, at this stage, we know whoever we're going to face, it's going to be hugely competitive, especially at the latter stage of this championship. And so we didn't really think too much about it, to be honest. But obviously, look, we had watched Martins against Nafina. Obviously, we watched them against Ballyhale. And we knew that, you know, we needed to be at our best performance of the year to be successful in that game. I think we've seen a lot of that in the second half.
Fergal Hartley was mentioning that coming up to this week, you'll kind of treat it like it's any other week coming up to a match. Like, is there any form of, I suppose, difference in atmosphere coming up this week as opposed to, say, every other week? Because I know you're treating it like it is another match, but it really isn't, like, at the end of the day.
Yeah, like, preparation-wise, you'd be foolish to change or do anything different. Obviously, there's a bit more on the line this weekend, you know, and there's no point saying there's not, but I suppose, you know, we've been here in the past, and you think you have your preparation 100% for an All-Ireland semi-final or a Munster final or a Munster semi-final. So why would you change it if that's what's worked for you in the past? So same again for this week. But look, there is a bit of an added edge to this week, knowing that it's All-Ireland final day, you know. And but like, as I said, nothing changes, even though there is a little bit extra on the line.
And then I know you alluded to it earlier, but the sense of sort of excitement around the community, is there pressure added on with that as well, given that, you know, you've been in every Munster final since 2017 and I suppose only one All-Ireland has come out of that?
No, like, the community obviously are, like, they're a driving factor in our, I suppose, quest to try and win the All-Ireland and win this weekend. But good days or bad days, they're always behind us, and that's what you get in a when, you know, friends, family, extended family, extended friend group, you know, Everyone is behind you, and no matter what happens on Sunday, we know that they have our backs no matter what. And there's nearly freedom in that, knowing that the people close to you, that's ultimately all that matters. And we're obviously trying to win this weekend for ourselves, but also to give them that special feeling as well. But one way or another, they'll be with us no matter what happens on Sunday.
If you look at the way I suppose you play it, like I always admire the fact that you've such star players, but on top of that as well, it feels like everything, not in a negative sense, but everything seems so robotic in the sense that one player could be swapped in for another and they'd perform just as well as that player in any position. And it's almost a gift to have so many players like that. Like when you're playing in a setup that kind of almost you come up against teams and they can predict what you're going to do, but they can't really stop it. Like what is it like to be in that moment with that team and know that anyone out of the 15 could be swapped in or out and they'll be just as good?
Yeah, number one, it's a healthy environment to have, obviously. When you have lads coming in off the bench who are raring to go, mad to make an impact, and like you say, they just slot in without even noticing that they've come into the game. But that takes time, I suppose, to get to that stage. And we're very fortunate that the young lads coming in now are very ambitious and they want to hit the ground running at senior level, and they're not just happy to make up the numbers or take a jersey, and they want to be on the pitch playing. And they know that if they want to do it, they need to replicate what the lads on the pitch are doing, and then you have a good balance, I guess, to the between what's starters and finishers. And obviously we've been getting a good impact from the bench so far this year.
Obviously, I kind of alluded to it earlier, but talking about that St. Martin's game where I was kind of mentioning that I feel like your team's fitness almost kind of dominated that second half and what led you to getting probably what was probably I suppose you'd probably even admit this as well, a flattering scoreline to yourselves considering the match it was. But like, what is the secret? Like, what's the Ballygunner secret to being like looking like you've just walked onto the pitch in the 90th minute, even though you've been, or not in the 90th minute, sorry, the 70th minute, and you feel like you've been playing for that long?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't feel like that on the pitch after the final whistle or in the days after, to be honest with you. The bodies were aching for a number of days, and I suppose the luxury of this, we had a month to get the bodies right. So you're able to kind of take that little bit extra time to make sure that you're fully healed and recovered after the last game. But obviously, we've a strong S&C team there as well that have done huge work with us this year. And I suppose, look, that plus the psychological aspect of staying till you have to stay going till 60, 65 minutes. And there's plenty of examples even last Sunday or Saturday watching the intermediate game, poking the ball in or either way. One minute it looked like Upper Church were going to win it, next minute Turin looked like they're going to win it. And who's to say that this weekend won't be any different? So it's going the whole way yourself in terms of you're maximizing everything that you have in your body for that period of time once you're on the pitch.
The fitness is a massive part of the game now. I think specifically, like after this weekend, like Intercounty is back already into the league campaign as well. Like, do you think? I know a lot of the lads will be vying to even get into spots like that as well. But do you, like, how big of a ask is it? I suppose to go out one weekend in an All Ireland final and then to be thinking about an Intercounty the next week.
Yeah, look, it's I suppose firstly it's a good position to be in that face for that predicament. It means you're playing at a very high level. And I suppose then, it's about finding some sort of balance then too. Like, I'm sure the Ballygunner lads won't be involved the following week with Waterford, no matter what happens. But they'll be given a little bit of time off to recharge and freshen up and get ready to throw their lot in behind Waterford for the coming season. So I suppose it depends on how each setup will probably manage it differently from Intercounty. When you if you look at the four teams that are going to play on Sunday, whether that's obviously Roscommon football, obviously ourselves here with Waterford, and obviously Galway hurling, and also Kerry football. So it'll all be managed differently, I'm sure. But ultimately, I suppose having the players as ready as possible is the most important thing.
If you cast your mind back to last year's defeat to Sarsfield, what do you think is the biggest thing that's changed that's gotten you to this point now?
It's hard to know. Like, firstly, Sars are a very, very good team. I think we played them 2 years ago and the scoreline flattered. I suppose they probably were coming in on the back of winning the Cork Championship, which, it's obviously a highly competitive championship. And then to play us a week or two later, probably didn't fall nicely in terms of the calendar, in terms of timelines. So we knew what we were going to face last year in that Munster final. So people might have been surprised with the result, but we weren't. When we look back on it, we'd say, well, look, we were bet by a better team on the day. So yeah, like I suppose what we've done differently, obviously from a training perspective, we've freshened things up. Obviously, we've a new management team in this year. And sometimes just a small subtle change can, add a lot to a setup. And there's obviously young lads coming in this year as well who are pushing on and trying to make an impact, and that helps the overall group as well. So it's nothing drastic we've done differently this year, bar maybe develop on some of the stuff that we've been working on for the last number of years.
And then obviously have to ask Loughrea in the final. I mean, you talk about competitive championships when it comes to Sarsfields, like Galway is one of the toughest out there and they've had an unbelievable season. Like how are you feeling? How much of them can you realistically analyse? Because it strikes me that Ballygunner like to stick to their own way of playing, and teams kind of almost need to adapt around that. Is there much adaptation you do for the teams that you're coming up against?
Yeah, of course. Look, you'd be foolish not to be analysing the opposition at this stage of a championship, at this level. And obviously you've just that from a neutral watching even the Nafina Loughrea game last year, obviously watching some of our games this year, like you say, it's highly competitive games, and play probably a similar style to ourselves even in some ways. So I think it's really two good, very good teams going head to head. It's really set up for a top All-Ireland final on Sunday.
Perfect. Yeah, well, Pádraig, thank you so much and best luck with the final as well. We'll be all rooting for you.
Sound. Cheers, thanks.